This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to House Transportation this morning. I want to welcome all of our internet listeners and those of you that are in the room this morning. And before we proceed on any further, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Berto.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Derby.
Here.
Koth.
Here.
Milstead.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Overwick.
Here.
Randolph.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
Willardson.
Here.
Wink.
Here.
Blair.
Here.
Fink.
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have 13 present.
All right. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Full committee this morning. With that in mind, reminder for everyone that's here to please turn off those cell phones. We don't have any disruptions. And with that, does the chair have a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting? I've got a motion from Representative Randolph, seconded by Representative Milstead down here. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. I do every week. With that in mind, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Excellent. All right. Remind those that are testifying to sign in. Lobbyists, if you're here, make sure you got your appropriate badges on. If there's any handouts, those will go through the pages. And with that, we will invite our pages to come forward this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. And the question of the day is, have you learned anything? What's one interesting thing that you've learned while you've been here this week?
Good morning. My name is William Gosicki. I'm a senior at Aberdeen Roncalli High School. And I guess the one thing I've learned this week is that the legislative process takes a long time.
Very good.
I'm Erica Ingerson. I am a junior at Eureka Public School, and one thing I've learned this week is more about the process of how a bill becomes a law.
Very good. Very good. Well, we thank you guys for joining us, and thanks for all the work that you're doing and the extra hours you're putting in. So,
next week will be a lot.
Yes, next week will be much easier. We promise. All right. With that, are there any personal privileges to come before the committee this morning before we get started? All right. Seeing none, all the testimony will go through the chair and questions will go through the chair this morning. And with that said, we will come back to Senate Bill 105, which is an act to revise certain provisions regarding operator licenses, instruction permits, and restricted minors permits. The chair intends at this point, there was a couple of folks that were gone. I will back up and allow for some questions if there's some questions from those folks that that weren't able to be here for the entirety. If not, we'll move on into discussion under action. So any questions? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on into discussion and or action. Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Willardson moves Senate Bill 105 to the 41st day.
Okay. There's a motion from Representative Willardson to send Senate Bill 105 to the 41st legislative day. Is there a second? There's a second from Representative Wink. Comments on your motion, Representative Willardson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'd reflect back to the comments that I made on Tuesday. I think that, we need to give the legislation that we passed last year an opportunity to work, and I think we need to protect our most valuable asset, our young people. For those reasons, I would ask you to reject Senate Bill 105. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further comments on the motion at hand? Representative Milstead.
I'm going to second that along with him. The object of this was to protect our kids, and we didn't have a chance to even try it out. And I want these kids to have every chance. Traffic is moving faster and more carelessly, and I want them to have more experience. Thank you.
Representative Overweg.
Substitute motion, Mr. Chair.
State your substitute motion.
That we move House Bill,
Senate Bill 105.
Senate Bill 105, do pass to the floor.
OK, Okay, there's a substitute motion from Representative Overweg to pass on Senate Bill 105. Been seconded by Representative Randolph. Comments on your motion, Representative Overweg?
Thank you. I agree that children are our most valuable asset. But I also think there's a bigger picture here, and that's parental rights. I don't think the state needs to be putting any more, how would you say, any more rules onto a parent. It's their job to, it's they're the ones buying the insurance for the car. They're the ones that are in charge of these children, and it should be up to them when they decide when their children go and get their license, when they're ready. And I just think it's a little bit of overreach. Thank you.
Further comments on the motion? Representative Randolph?
I'll just second that as far as the comments, and even more as far as the family is concerned, because this is it is the family. We talk about the family unit and the importance of the family unit, the dynamics in the family unit, what is learned in the family from the parents, so forth and so on. Those things aren't going to be passed on by government laws. They're going to be passed on by parents. So, I remember that there was a reference made to the idea of maybe this forcing parents into that position of spending time with their children. Well, if we're going to legislate that, now we're definitely overstepping. So this doesn't belong. It didn't belong last year. It doesn't belong this year. And so I just think we need to make this go away.
Further comments on the motion at hand, which is due, the substitute motion at hand, which is due pass. Any further comments? Seeing none, the motion at hand is the substitute motion for due pass on Senate Bill 105. Those in favor of the due pass motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Spardo.
Nay.
Chase.
Nay.
Derby.
Nay.
Coth?
Nay.
Milstead?
No.
Otten?
No.
Overwick?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Willardson?
No.
Wink?
Nay.
Blair?
Aye.
Pink?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, you have 5 ayes and 6 nays.
All right, that motion failing to receive...
Excuse me, sir. 5 ayes, 8 nays. Excuse me.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. That motion failing to receive the majority elect is hereby declared lost. And we are back to the previous motion, which was the Willardson motion to move to the 41st day. Any final comments on that? Seeing none, we will move on into a roll call vote. The motion at hand is the Willardson motion to send Senate Bill 105 to the 41st legislative day. Those in favor of that motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, when you're ready, please call the roll.
Representative Spurdo.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Coth.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Overwick?
Nay.
Randolph?
No.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Willardson?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Blair?
No.
Pink?
No.
Mr. Chair, you have 9 ayes and 4 nays.
All right, with a majority of the members elect on the committee, the 41st day motion is prevailing. That passes. We will send Senate Bill 105 to the 41st legislative day. All right, with that, that clears what was on our agenda, and I'm going to ask the committee, we have one other bill, which is Senate Bill 10. We had a full hearing on it. We sent it out on consent. On the floor, it was pulled from consent and sent back to us because there was a belief that there was going to be a revision made. I've been told now, since I posted the agenda for today, that we do not need to make any further revisions to that bill. And so my question before the committee is, pursuant to Joint Rule 7-1.5, we could, on a two-thirds vote, put that on the agenda for today and send it back to the floor, and then we wouldn't need to have a meeting on Tuesday next week, because that's the only bill that we have left on our calendar. So if you'd rather schedule a meeting and do it that way, we can. Otherwise, if there's a motion out there, I think we could just take that up
so
at this
moved.
Point in time.
Okay. So moved.
There's a motion from Representative Bordeaux to invoke Joint Rule 7-1.5, which is consideration of matters not posted, for the purpose of taking up Senate Bill 10. Is there a second from Representative Tiedemann? Any comments on your motion?
No, I think you did good explaining it. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good. With that said, this does take a two-thirds vote, so this does have to be a roll call. So those in favor... Oh, any questions? Senate Bill 10, before we go on, sorry, I'll refresh your memory on that. Senate Bill 10 is to revise the composition of the state trunk highway system. This is the annual bill that we see from DOT where they transfer ownership on some different pieces of roads. So we heard that just for the committee's edification. That was back on transportation on the 28th of January. So just so you're aware on that. Anyway.
Representative Bordeaux, repeat his motion.
I don't have to answer that, right?
All right. So the motion at hand is to, in essence, is to add Senate Bill 10 to the agenda today so that we can take that up and send it back out. That's the simplistic form of this. So with that said, it does take a two-thirds majority vote, and so we will take a roll call vote on this. Those in favor of the motion, which would put Senate Bill 10 on the agenda for today, will say aye. Those opposed to that will say nay. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Sperto.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Auten.
Aye.
Overwick.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Blair.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, you have 13 ayes.
All right. With a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect to the committee, that motion passes. And Senate Bill 10 is hereby put on our agenda for today. So with that said, we will move on into Senate Bill 10, which is an act to revise the composition of the state trunk highway system. And because we've already had the public hearing on this, we will move straight on into discussion and or action. So is there a motion to send that back to the floor? Representative Overwig?
I move. Do pass.
Okay. Motion from Representative Overweg, do pass on Senate Bill 10, seconded by Representative Auten. Any comments on your motion?
Nope.
All right. Any further comments on the motion at hand? Seeing none.
Just one. Oh. You realize we're putting yet one more bill on our deal today, right?
No, this, well, we'll send it today, but
it'll
show
up for next
week.
So we don't have to act?
Good. Yeah. Thank it doesn't you. Have to be acted on today. It's a right, Senate good. Bill. So. All right. With that said, the motion at hand is do pass on Senate Bill 10. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Bordeaux.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Auten.
Aye.
Overwick.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Blair.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, you have 13 ayes.
All right. With the majority members elect, that motion is declared passed. Senate Bill 10 will be sent to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. And seeing no objections, the chair will essentially recertify consent. Okay. Excellent. It is done. Representative Willitson.
Just a comment, we still could be assigned bills by the speaker yet, so we,
yes, we
still
could
have meetings next week.
Yep, I was just going to bring that up. So I don't know if there's any bills headed our way or not. At this point, we do have our bill log cleared, so stay tuned. If we get some bills assigned to us, they'd have to be assigned today in order for us to have a meeting Tuesday next week. And I haven't been paying attention to what's coming over from the Senate. So keep your eyes open. If we at this point, I don't intend to have have a meeting on Tuesday morning. If we get some bills assigned, then we'll move forward with that. And then obviously next week, if we've got some bills that do get assigned to us, we'll probably have a meeting on Thursday. And even if we don't have anything assigned to us, probably Thursday next week, we'll probably get together just to finish up a last few housekeeping items and move on from there. So thank you very much. With that said, is there a motion to adjourn? Got a motion from Representative Randolph to adjourn and a second from Representative Chase. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.